This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's unemployment program has sharply cut the amount it's paying out each week. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports the change appears to be related to new identity verification procedures.
The number of Coloradans on unemployment is shrinking, and it's not just because of the economy. In March, the state's labor department was paying out more than $170 million a week. For the last month, though, that number's been about $110 million, a drop of about a third. During that time, the state has required more and more people to use a third-party platform called ID.me. If they can't prove their identity with the site, their payments stop. It's unclear how much of the drop is the result of the system weeding out scammers, and how much comes from legitimate claimants having trouble, or just people finding jobs and leaving the unemployment system. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Local communities would be allowed to set stricter gun laws than the state under a bill getting its first hearing at the Capitol this week. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
A judge struck down the city of Boulder's ban on assault-style weapons just days before a gunman killed 10 people in a King Supers using that style of weapon, which he bought in a different city. This bill would allow local governments to pass stricter gun policies than the state's, but not ones that are looser. Gun rights advocates are concerned that gun owners could get in trouble if they're unaware of different local laws. They also oppose the part of the bill that would allow local governments and public colleges and universities to ban concealed carry. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Denver is at 40 degrees. The high today will be 46. Lots of rain. This is CPR.